97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for joining us today. My guest is Joe Navarra, speaker and author. Joe, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sharon.
Pleasure. Joe, tell us about your speaking business. I introduced you as a speaker and author. Tell us about your speaking business.
Well, it's kind of a funny story because I wasn't necessarily looking to be a speaker. I initially was just looking for a way that I could help people with their networking. I had been racking my brains. I was trying to develop a website where I could help people with networking, and that was just becoming too cumbersome for me to do personally. Didn't have the resources to create something like that. I was lucky enough to go to a presentation that Bill Davis of Team Nimbus was putting on one day. And while I was watching him do this presentation, it hit me that, number one, he was reaching about 30 people at one shot with his message. And the other thing that occurred to me was, I could do this too. So that was how I initially made the decision to become a speaker. I had seen many speakers over the years and always watched them and enjoyed them, but never thought of the fact that I could actually do that myself. That was where it started. Then, fast forward a few days later, I called you. And I said to you that I was thinking of becoming a speaker. If I remember correctly, we had a coffee over at Starbucks, and I purchased you a chai tea, a latte. Yeah, and you were all encouraging. You were very encouraging about it, and told me that it would be a difficult road ahead. That it's not an easy process. When I shared with you what my dream was, and that I wanted to just be able to help people, and why I was doing it, you were super encouraging, and that's where the speaking business started.
Joe, what do you speak about?
My number one topic that I speak on is networking, business networking, and helping people to learn how to connect better through networking events, business events, and then just business in general.
Who are your ideal clients, Joe?
The people I speak to most often are sales professionals, entrepreneurs, and small business owners. Those are the people that come to the majority of my seminars, workshops, and business expos that I tend to speak at.
Now, if someone is listening to this show and saying, well, I'm not a salesman myself, but our company could sure use some networking skills, would that be another ideal client, I guess, to call? Somebody who can connect you to those kinds of businesses that you want to help with networking?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm in the talks right now with a couple of companies that are insurance companies that have very large sales teams. And they're going to have me come in and speak to their sales teams. These people should be out networking. They should be going to a lot of the large networking events where they're potential clients are. But the problem is that a lot of these people don't know where to go. They don't know. They spin their wheels going to different networking events that they have no business being at. And then they get frustrated because they're not getting the business that they feel that they should be getting because they've invested time. Just because you're investing time in something doesn't mean that you're going to get business out of it.
Good point.
And so that's one of the things that I like to teach people through my talks and seminars is that, you know, number one, you've got to be intentional about where you're networking, and you've got to know where your target clients are networking or your target referral sources are networking. If you don't know those things, then you're really kind of wasting your time.
And I think when we have, before this session is over, let's have you give some tips about marketing, but that'll come later on in the show.
Okay.
What made you glom onto networking, Joe, as your brand?
Well, I've been in sales for more than 25 years now. I found that relationship building was always, for me, the best way for me to develop new business, which a lot of people will call that word of mouth. And I find personally that word of mouth is the best, most cost-effective way to generate new business. So the networking, it eventually, because I worked so hard at it, I developed and learned many techniques in my 25 years of sales that's why I felt that there was a lot that I could share with people.
If someone wanted to contact you, Joe, just to say, please come to my company and talk to my sales, what is your contact information?
I have a website, which is the easiest, is www.joenovara.com, and that's spelled JoeNovara.com. And then there's my phone number. You can always contact me on my phone number as well, which is 347-623-1773.
Would you repeat that phone number and make sure everybody gets it?
Sure. 347-623-1773.
Do you have a brand? In other words, everybody knows you as the blank person. What's your brand? What do people think of you as?
People think of me as the networking guy.
Oddly enough, the networking guy. That means right. You've achieved that goal then of getting that networking out there. Your book, Intentional Networking, sums up a lot of your experiences. Tell us about intentional networking, Joe.
It goes back to what I was saying a minute ago, which is, you know, when we're networking, again, we should be very intentional about the networking we're doing. Like when I first started networking, there were many networking events that I showed up at that I had no business being at. Because I was not going to make any good connections there. There were networking events that I would show up at, and I didn't know how to network. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who I should be talking to, and so maybe I was at the right place, but I just didn't know who it was that I should be talking to. So the book, when I wrote the book Intentional Networking, I was writing it with the goal of helping people to learn how to be focused and how to, you know, to be intentional about everything they're doing in their networking. Because I want to help that person, that man or woman that goes into a networking event and they go once, maybe twice, and they don't get any business, and so they don't come back.
I'm sure a lot of folks can use the advice that you're going to give about how to overcome those problems. But Joe, let's take a break right now. And when we come back, let's go more into your business speaking and author.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Joe Novara, who is a speaker and author. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest is Mr. Joe Novara, who is a speaker and author in Chapel Hill and all around the Triangle. Joe, you mentioned that you're enjoying speaking, but tell us, what challenges do you find being a professional speaker?
My first speech that I ever gave was July 3rd of 2013. Now, there are many speakers who have been doing it a lot longer than I have. Some of them are great and some of them aren't so good, but they have the experience, they have the following. So that's been my biggest challenge, is developing a following. And it's starting to happen. It's my contact list is growing, my client list is growing, and I'm starting to get called more often to come in and speak. But that is my biggest challenge, and it's something that I want to make a living at, and so I've got to put in that work. It's a lot more work than I thought it would be.
That's fascinating, because who knew going in Did you have any mentors who, I thank you for the props you gave me in the first segment, but who else has helped you along the way to get over some of these humps and to discover this world of speaking?
Okay. Well, first of all, I can't say enough for the how much you've helped me in the past, you know, since I've started. That props to Sharon Hill. And Bill Davis. He has been a great mentor and friend since that speech that I saw him give. He and I have really grown very close, and I can't say enough about Bill Davis. Another person that's always been in my corner has been Earl Haddon of the Small Business Success Project. Great friend and mentor. Then Dan Scala, who of the Center for Excellence in Raleigh. Again, he spent hours of his time helping me to develop my business plan for the speaking business. He did not have to do that, and he did it on his own time. And then there's Diana Needham, who's another one who has just been so encouraging and supportive and helping me with my marketing. It's just I can never pay back what she has done for me and helping my business to develop and grow.
Now, you mentioned marketing. How do you market your business?
Well, besides having a website, which we said earlier is www.joenavara.com, mm-hmm. I also have a social media presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And I try to post things regularly, my events, I write my blog posts, I have a weekly networking tip that I give out, that I send out. So that I have those types of things that I'm doing. Then, of course, there's good old-fashioned cold calling. I pick up the phone and call people that I would like to speak for. Then if I would be I should be shot if I don't mention the number one thing that I do is networking.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea.
So, yeah, networking is my number one way of marketing my business.
Joe, for those who may have just tuned in, tell us the importance of networking. What is networking in your business?
Well, in my business or almost anybody's business, networking is relationship building. Without the relationship building, you know, there's that saying, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And I even have my own version of that is that I don't even necessarily have to
like
you.
Them.
But I better know you and I better trust you.
Good point.
Yeah. If you don't have integrity, then we're not doing business together.
Right.
But so for me, networking is about relationship building, and I've developed some incredible relationships through the years. There are people still back when I was working in real estate in New York City that I'm still very close to this day. We'll probably never do business together again. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they'll sell me a building in Manhattan.
But it could happen.
Yeah. But more than likely, it won't happen. We're going to be friends possibly for life.
Right.
Now, but that's not what I go into it for. I go into it, I'm never going to be shy about saying that I need to earn a living. And so do you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I network. I'm networking to earn a living, developing the relationships that can help grow my business and also help grow the businesses of my referral partners.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I have referral partners, and my goal is always to look out for them as well, their best interest, because I want them to be looking out for my best interest in the long run as well.
Joe, you mentioned earlier that a good client for you would be sales reps for big businesses. You mentioned businesses and sales professionals. Who else could be potential clients for you?
A great place for me to speak, where I also have a lot of fun speaking, are for associations. When you go to an association, there's a lot of like-minded people there who are there with the intention of usually with the intention of trying to learn what practices are happening to help them grow their businesses. Most people aren't at an association meeting to develop new business. They're at that association meeting to see what they can do to further their career. What's happening? What's trending? What's different? And when I come in and speak to a group of, let's say, of people in, you know, a legal association, so a room full of attorneys, that is a great place because, number one, attorneys, when they're in law school, they don't get a class on sales. After they get out, they get kind of kicked out the door. And when they get their bar, you know, they take the bar, mm-hmm. they get kicked out the door and they're told, okay, now you got to go get clients. Nobody's ever told them how to get clients. So networking for an attorney is one of the best ways to do it because of all the restrictions that they have. But then there's so many other organizations. There's the you know, healthcare associations. There's the senior associations. All of these are, you know, require word of mouth marketing. And so those are great organizations for me to speak to. Other great organizations are, let's say, you know, if we had a large insurance company that's got 20 employees or more that are supposed to be out beating the bushes. Well, bring me in. Let me talk to your staff. Let me, you know, let's do a presentation. Tell me what your pain points are. Who do you want these reps connecting with? You don't want them connecting at a group of people that are never going to give them business. So let's work on that and be intentional.
And that is also going to be the book we're going to talk about in the next segment, Intentional Networking. Jill, let's take a break before we talk about your book. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Joe Navarra, speaker and author. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Joe Navarra, speaker and author in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Joe, you've written a book, Intentional Networking. Tell us about that book.
It was a labor of love. As a matter of fact, I have written other books in the past that I hadn't had published. So I was used to already the act of writing. So thank God when it was suggested by Sharon Hill that I write a book, mm-hmm. that it was already something that was in me to be able to do. The book is exactly what the title says. It's intentional networking, and it gives you a blueprint to be able to develop a word-of-mouth marketing plan. The stories that are in it are mostly about myself, and there I find them to be kind of funny and humorous. I pick fun at myself, and I had a lot of fun writing it, and I love the reviews that I get back from people about how it's helping them.
Joe, how can people get a hold of Intentional Networking?
There are two ways you can get it. The first way is you can go to my website, and there's a link for you to click. My website, again, is www.joenavarra.com. Or you can go on Amazon.com, and you can just type in Intentional Networking, and it'll come up. And you can buy either a paper version or the Kindle version as well.
That works. That works. You give so many tips when you have your sessions for networking. Joe, what would you say is the number one tip that people need to know when networking?
If you are going to be a networker, I don't care if you're the worst networker there is or the best. I don't care where you fall in between. If you don't do this one thing from networking, don't go networking, and that's follow up. If you're not following up, you're really, number one, you're not only wasting your time, you're wasting the time of the people that you're connecting with, because there becomes an expectation, especially if they felt a connection there, there becomes an expectation of that follow-up. And following up, number one, follow-up will help you to stand out above the competition. It'll not only get you more business, it'll help you to stand out above the competition, because your competition is a lot of times are not following up.
When you say follow up, what are some ways to follow up?
The three biggies are the phone call, email, and the stopping by to say hello. Those are the three biggies. One of my favorite things to do, if I meet somebody and I feel like they could be a potential A prospect for me, I send them a handwritten note card just saying it was nice to meet you, maybe mention a little something about the conversation that we had, and I send that. Handwritten note cards are just a beautiful way to connect with somebody. It's a heart-to-heart thing when you do that.
I think I read, Joe, that 80% of executives say they are more impressed with a handwritten note than they are from an email and or a phone call. It goes a long way. Very professional. So I love that tip.
And personal.
Joe, we have about 20 seconds left. You have a lot of passion for what you're doing. When you started, there was passion. Is that passion still there?
Absolutely.
And still growing for you?
I love helping people. By nature, I'm a shy introvert, and that's my goal, is to help people to be able to either, if they're extroverts, I just want to help them become better networkers. And if they're a shy introvert like myself, I want to help teach them the techniques and the skills to help them, you know, excel at the game.
Well, bravo to you, Joe, for your business and for stepping out of your comfort zone yourself to make it happen.
And just one more time to give, if you want to get in touch with me, my phone number is 347-623-1773, and my website is www.joenovara.com, JoeNovara.
Got it. Joe, thank you so much. Good luck with your business, and I hope a lot of people say, hey, we need Joe, and contact you. Thank you, Joe.
I hope so, too.
Thank you, Joe. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Mr. Joe Novara, who is a speaker and author right here in Chapel Hill and all around the Triangle. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.